cosmic minds, interstellar intelligence, and knowledge beyond us. Let's double click on that. Hey, it's Mark, and welcome back to another double-click episode of the Knowledge Force Hypothesis. In these shorter episodes, we explore key concepts or visionary thinkers that illuminate our bold thought experiment. Today, we're stepping into a fascinating and speculative territory. We're going to explore how intelligence and knowledge could evolve at a cosmic scale, not only far beyond humanity, but perhaps already unfolding in distant corners of the universe. In this episode, we briefly take a look at the visionary thinkers who have dared to imagine how intelligence might emerge, expand, and interconnect across space and time, offering us a radically wider lens on what knowledge could mean beyond Earth. Let's start with Ray Kurzweil, an American inventor, futurist, and author who further developed the idea of the technological singularity, a hypothetical moment when artificial intelligence surpasses the combined intellectual capacity of the human brain. He defined the singularity as a period of explosive technological growth, and he predicts this pivotal event will occur in 10 years, around the year 2045. Initiating a transformative era where human and machine intelligence merge in ways that defy current understanding. And to give credits to whom it may concern, while Kurzweil helped popularize the term singularity, it was originally introduced by mathematician John von Neumann and later developed further by science fiction writer Werner Vinge. A compelling counterpoint to Kurzweil is offered by Carl Sagan, the American astronomer, planetary scientist, and legendary science communicator. While Kurzweil focused on exponential growth in human-made systems, Sagan zoomed out to a cosmic scale. He imagined the cosmos itself becoming self-aware, not through human technology alone, but through the emergence of intelligence anywhere in the universe. Rather than seeing the universe as cold and lifeless, Sagan envisioned galaxies as nodes in a vast, interconnected network, a universal mind metaphorically seeking to wake up. Even more audacious possibilities were imagined by science fiction visionary Arthur C. Clarke. While Carl Sagan envisioned the universe metaphorically waking up, Clarke explored what might happen when intelligence advances so far that it engages in cosmic scale engineering. In works like Rendezvous with Rama, Clarke depicted civilizations capable of constructing megastructures, manipulating stars, and reconfiguring matter on an astronomical level. His famous third law, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, was introduced in his 1962 essay Hazards of Prophecy, The Failure of Imagination, suggesting that such feats might appear miraculous to less advanced beings. Clarke's stories challenge us to imagine intelligence as an ongoing evolutionary phase, one that might lead to transformations of reality we can barely comprehend. It echoes a similar envisioning from philosopher Teilhard de Chardin, a French Jesuit, scientist, and mystic. He provides a more spiritual and evolutionary direction by proposing the Omega Point, a visionary concept in which all consciousness in the universe is evolving toward a final, unified state of supreme complexity and awareness. According to Teilhard, as the universe grows in complexity, so too does consciousness, culminating in a thinking layer or noosphere that envelops the Earth. His Omega Point represents the ultimate goal of this process, a transcendent, hyper-personal convergence where individuality is enriched within a greater whole. For Teilhard, this was not merely a scientific projection, but a deeply spiritual vision of divine unification, where matter and mind, time and spirit are drawn together in an all-encompassing consciousness. Mathematical physicist Frank Tipler significantly expanded upon Teilhard de Chardin's Omega Point, reinterpreting it through the lens of modern physics and cosmology. Tipler proposed that the Omega Point is the final state of the universe, where all matter and energy are directed by intelligent life toward a singularity of infinite knowledge and computational capacity. In Tipler's view, as the universe approaches its end, intelligent observers will continue to exist and guide the cosmos, ensuring that information processing never ceases. Grounded in principles from thermodynamics, quantum mechanics, and general relativity, Tipler's version envisions the Omega Point as a physical realization of divine-like attributes, those being omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. This would be achieved through the infinite evolution of intelligence and knowledge at the culmination of cosmic history. Speaking of intelligent observers and life in the cosmos, astrophysicist Nikolai Kardashev introduced a provocative framework to imagine the vast range of possibilities for intelligent life across the cosmos. His Kardashev scale classifies civilizations based on their ability to harness and use energy, from planetary, type 1, to stellar, type 2, to galactic, type 3 levels of power. Each step on this scale represents a leap in a civilization's potential for information processing, technological complexity, and interstellar communication. It challenges us to think beyond our current capabilities and consider that intelligence may have already reached such advanced stages elsewhere in the universe, pursuing knowledge on a scale we can scarcely imagine. That brings us to astronomer Martin Rees. He reminds us of the crucial crossroads humanity currently faces. In his view, the 21st century is not only pivotal in human history, but possibly in the entire history of the cosmos. For the first time, a single species, us, has developed the technological power to alter the trajectory of life and intelligence on Earth, and potentially beyond. Rees warns that we face unprecedented existential risks, from nuclear warfare and climate change to artificial intelligence and biotechnological threats. Yet, if managed wisely, these same tools could also enable humanity to extend intelligence into space and lay the foundation for a post-human future. In this light, our era becomes a cosmic bottleneck, a brief and fragile moment where the future of intelligence in the universe may be decided. Will we falter, or will we set the stage for intelligence to flourish for billions of years to come? Our view and relation towards advanced technology needs to expand for that. Futurist and author Kevin Kelly describes technology as a living, evolving system, the technium, that actively seeks greater complexity, diversity, and possibility. He envisions the technium not as a passive set of tools, but as a dynamic, self-organizing system that co-evolves with its human creators. According to Kelly, intelligent beings are not just inventors of technology, but co-participants in a larger evolutionary story, one that aligns with the universe's broader trajectory toward greater intelligence and interconnectedness. In this view, the technium is part of the same cosmic current that drives life to evolve and galaxies to form, suggesting that technology itself may be an expression of a universal force striving toward ever-expanding consciousness. A crucial dimension to this cosmic narrative is added by David Deutsch, the British physicist and author of The Beginning of Infinity. He argues that knowledge creation is not only a hallmark of intelligence, but a potentially infinite process, one with no upper bounds, as long as we keep solving problems through good explanations. For Deutsch, the Enlightenment marked the beginning of infinity, the point at which humans discovered how to generate knowledge systematically. This initiated a trajectory of progress that, in principle, can continue indefinitely. He goes further and firmly rejects the principle of mediocrity, that is, the idea that humans are unimportant or typical in the grand scheme of the universe. On the contrary, he argues that humans are exceptional, precisely because we are creators of knowledge. In his words, everything that is not forbidden by the laws of nature is achievable, given the right knowledge. Thus, human significance lies in the unique capacity to unlock possibilities and shape reality itself. This vision positions humanity, and potentially other knowledge-creating intelligences, as central agents capable of transforming the cosmos. Deutsch's framework supports the idea that knowledge is not limited by physical constraints, but only by the absence of understanding. As such, it reinforces the possibility that knowledge may be the most powerful and universal force in existence. So, how does all this cosmic scale speculation relate back to our bold thought experiment, the knowledge force hypothesis? By synthesizing the visionary insights of Kurzweil, Sagan, Clark, Teilhard, Tipler, Kardashev, Riis, Kelly, and Deutsch, we can trace a converging pattern. Knowledge is not merely a human endeavor or artifact. It's a generative force, a potential cosmological driver. Each thinker brings a crucial piece. Kurzweil emphasizes exponential acceleration. Sagan and Clark explore consciousness on a galactic canvas. Teilhard and Tipler envision convergence toward divine-like awareness. Kardashev provides a scale for energy-based intelligence expansion. Riis calls our current century a cosmic bottleneck. Kelly casts technology as a co-evolving organism. And Deutsch posits infinite knowledge creation as our defining trait. The knowledge force hypothesis synthesizes and extends this constellation of ideas by proposing a novel angle, that knowledge behaves as a natural force, much like gravity or electromagnetism. Rather than being a byproduct of intelligence or biological evolution, knowledge may be the underlying dynamic that enables complexity to emerge and organize itself across physical and informational substrates. This thought experiment suggests that what we've called cosmic minds, distributed forms of intelligence emerging across the universe, might not be anomalies or endpoints, but natural expressions of this deeper force. The hypothesis doesn't claim intent or purpose, but offers a non-teleological lens through which to view knowledge as a structuring principle of the universe, acting wherever information can take form. From this vantage point, our role shifts significantly. Humans become stewards and facilitators of knowledge, part of a broader, ongoing cosmic process. Our discoveries, innovations, and insights become contributions to something vastly larger, helping shape intelligence's trajectory throughout the universe. This perspective invites humility and curiosity, not as poetic flourishes, but as practical stances in the face of something potentially vast. It reframes humanity not as the endpoint of intelligence, but as one node, one expression, within a growing network of what we might call cosmic minds, intelligences shaped by the same underlying force of knowledge, unfolding across different substrates and environments. If there is a knowledge force pulling information into complexity, a conceptual force akin to gravity, and cosmic minds are emerging across space and time as its expressions, what might it mean for us as humans here on Earth? Humanity is then not to be the pinnacle of intelligence, but merely one of its many frontiers. Thanks for joining this slightly bit longer double-click episode from the Knowledge Force Hypothesis. Subscribe for more double-clicks, and let's keep rethinking everything.